A nation in shock. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Like most people, I was shocked to hear the president just up and fired the head of the FBI. But then I read the letter that he based his decision on, and it became clear. What got Director Comey fired was this comment from last week's hearing on the Clinton email investigation.
Even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision.
If he had to do it over, he would tell the country 4 months before the election that Clinton had been extremely careless but was not worth prosecuting. And then 10 days before the election, he would say, we just found more emails. And then 2 days before the election, he would say, never mind, nothing there, forget the new emails. Unfortunately, he forgot to send the men in black to help the electorate unremember.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, look right here.
So the voters did remember, and the rest is history. Well, Donald Trump, knowing his own campaign is now in the FBI's bullseye, could see the exact same thing happening to him. So that he would fire the guy who did it to his opponent and would do it again is not shocking. Who is Donald Trump if not a person who fires people? So we can't really be shocked by this. He's a businessman. He calculated that the cost of firing Comey would be nothing compared to the cost of keeping him. Which, on second thought, is actually pretty shocking. People, would you please give your attention to my associate?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you will, look right here.
And it was just another normal day in Washington. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.